About the time that misguided bomb fell on the Pashtun opposition fighters, commanded by Hamid Karzai, the announcement came from Bonn, Germany, that it was Karzai who would head the new transitional government in Afghanistan. After 9 days of negotiations in Bonn, rival Afghan factions signed a pact creating an interim post-Taliban administration that will take power on the 22nd of December. Speaking to the BBC, Hamid Karzai explains how he intends to bring peace to Afghanistan.
All the means that it should take to take Afghanistan to an absolute stable and peaceful time, and to provide the Afghan people the best economic opportunity, and to enable them to choose their own government.
Hamid Karzai is 46 years old. He's been a major figure in the shifting political terrain of Afghanistan since the Soviet occupation of the 1980s. In October this year, Hamid Karzai crossed the border from Pakistan into Afghanistan and went from village to village looking to gather Pashtun support against the Taliban. Tim McGurk, who's interviewed Karzai for Time magazine, explains what happened next.
It was a very brave and risky thing that he did. Karzai headed up for the hills and mountains of Oruz Khan, right into the heart of the Taliban movement, and there he managed to stay alive and to slowly work his way down towards Kandahar, not by using guns so much as just by using his very persuasive talents to win over the tribal elders against the Taliban.
Let me ask you to go back in history just a bit. Hamid Karzai's father was assassinated. The Karzais have always believed it would have been the Taliban. This was in Pakistan in 1999.
That's right, and I think Hamid Karzai pretty much took over the mantle of his father, who'd been a very highly respected Pashtun member of the government. And I don't think that he's motivated by revenge so much to destroy the Taliban. He believes that the only person who can really unite Afghanistan is the exiled king. And so I think he's willing to swallow whatever feelings he has for revenge against the Taliban to try and win over some of the moderates within the Taliban as he goes along, and as he seems to have accomplished in quite a few places.
Now, isn't this a family that came to the United States during the Soviet occupation, indeed could have stayed in the U.S.?
I think they could have. I think the family does run a chain of Afghan restaurants on the East Coast, I know. And they could have taken the easy way out. But I think Hamid Karzai was very, very dedicated to his country, and he had fought against the Soviets. He had taken part in the Mujahideen's government. And truth is that he also backed the Taliban movement for a while. So I think he's a man who would prefer going back to Afghanistan instead of sitting around and making sure that his restaurants were running smoothly in Baltimore and other places.
When you look at the way the politics lay upon the landscape of Afghanistan, does it make sense to you that a Pashtun would be taking over the government here?
It makes a great deal of sense because the Pashtuns are clearly the largest group of any inside Afghanistan. They've always been the rulers of Afghanistan, and I think it would be very hard to reach some kind of a stable peace without the Pashtuns playing a fairly prominent role.
Anybody talking, this transition is to start on December 22nd, anybody talking about a triumphant entry into Kabul by Mr. Karzai?
No, I don't think that's really his style. I don't think that he goes swaggering back in. I think that he's a very low-key, urbane person, and I think that what's more important for him is not the kind of throne that he sits on or how high the throne would be, but just that he can strike some kind of a balance and reassure the many tribal factions in this country that he's acting on behalf of all Afghans and not just his own very narrow tribal interests.
Mr. McGurk, thank you for your time, sir.
Thank you.
Tim McGurk is correspondent for Time magazine. We reached him in Quetta, Pakistan.